This is a podcast from the BBC.
On Thursday, Scott Mills' daily podcast, we call some celebs and WhatsApp them. But will they do it back? Also find out what WhatsApp is in French. People that work in hotels are quite angry at me. We help a listener find his super like on Tinder. And we talk lunchtime lovers with James, the private investigator. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Quite enjoying this text from Stefan in Newcastle. Hey Scott, I'm leaving work today, but my boss doesn't know. I've left cryptic messages around the office stating that I'm leaving.
What, as in quitting, do we think?
Yeah.
Or just leaving? And why the cryptic messages?
I think basically he's saying he's left messages around the office. Stating that I'm going to resign today.
Oh, right. And then the boss will just keep finding little messages.
It's like a little treasure hunt for the boss.
Yeah.
Like Easter egg hunt.
It's like, you can find me, like little riddles around.
Yes.
And then he goes to the toilet and then he checks in the toilet and there's a note there.
Yeah. Written on the mirror in lipstick. Oh. That was Matey and Big For Your Boots on BBC Radio 1.
I like people who do presents like that, like Trail. You hear of that happening. So you've got to go from one place to the next place to the next place to the next place, and then you find out what you're getting for your birthday.
Yeah,
My
ex-flatmate did that with a girl that he really liked.
Yeah, you do it with someone you really like.
What, like you leave little clues out everywhere,
like,
right?
Little clues. You go to the first clue, it leads you to the next clue. It is hassle to organise.
Right, and he did it in real kind of a fancy writing as well, off of the olden days. Didn't work out. We're not referring to Stormzy as Stormzy on this show, because when Maya's here on Fridays, she calls him Matey, so we're sticking with that throughout the show, Monday to Thursday as well.
What? Yes, why haven't we had one situation where we've been playing Stormzy whilst Maya's here? Never happens. Is that done on purpose?
I think probably yes.
Well, let's change that.
Okay. Well, she'll just ignore it anyway. Scott Mills. Thursday lunchtime. And James, the private investigator, is here. Hello.
Hello, guys.
Busy week in the world of spying?
Yeah, it's always busy.
Although I noticed today you've done like a dress down Thursday situation.
Yeah, I think I've reached that comfort level of Radio 1 now that I've come in joggers.
I like it. Oh,
you come in your joggers.
Have you... is this some kind of disguise that you're in today? Are you working, or is it just because you feel comfortable with us?
I mean, that would be the logical answer that would make me sound less like a slob, but the truth is, no, I just thought I can't bother today.
I love that. Last week we were talking about the confrontations that sometimes you have to go through in your job as a PI.
That's right.
Today, it's a story about lunch break lovers.
Yes, lunch break lovers. So this was a job that I did a little while ago, and it was two people who worked in the same office. Now, this goes on quite a lot, I found out, actually.
At lunchtimes?
At lunchtimes as well. So what they were doing, they were having an affair together, but they were sneaking off at lunch on the lunch break to go and rendezvous together somewhere.
Do you think that people that have affairs at lunchtime see each other when it's not lunchtime? Or is it just a lunch break?
I think the lunchtime thing keeps it exciting because, think about it, strictly 1 hour for lunch.
Mm.
You also do need to get some lunch in that as well, otherwise you won't have an effective work day.
No, but so I could fit all that in an hour.
Well, have you ever had a lunchtime rendezvous? Have you?
No, I don't think I have.
Round here would be perfect for it, because there's a number of hotels and fast food outlets around here. If you wanted to do that kind of thing.
I also think that affairs must be really expensive.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of money. Like, you know, you're paying for hotels a lot.
Yeah, and a lot of planning as well.
You have to
really cover your tracks.
So much admin. Secret admin.
It's hard. Hard work. Don't do it, people.
Do you ever think to yourself, James, how do people actually have time to have an affair as well as another relationship?
I know. It's bad enough trying to maintain one relationship, let alone two. Can you imagine?
I mean, the struggle's real.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How do you do two? It's a web
Perhaps
of lies.
The lunchtime affair, though, is kind of the fun stage of the affair, you know, where it's just starting out.
Yes. Yeah.
And there isn't the complications involving all the admin and everything. It's just, right, lunchtime, let's go.
Right. But when do you get the loving in? Because, like, yeah, okay.
Well,
you're
it's
going
when
for
and
lunch.
Where.
Well, it depends.
Also, you can't book a hotel for 1 hour.
That's what I mean.
Can you?
Where you work.
Right.
Like you said, here, there's a few opportunities around here, but in
Not by the hour.
In your experience, James, being a PI, where are most people going for the rendezvous in that hour?
The loving.
The cheap sort of budget hotels.
Right.
That you
Is
can
it?
Get for like 40 quid a night.
Okay.
Yeah.
But well suspicious, so they have to check in, probably give details, card, everything like that. That's eating up, what, 5 minutes rendezvous?
A lot of them paying cash. And,
oh, do
and
they?
Give very little details.
Check out as well. Yeah, although you don't really check out, do you? You like to just
I don't believe
disappear.
In it.
Scott actually doesn't believe in checking out.
I think it's a myth. You don't need to.
It's fine. It's very much a sort of bill me attitude to the situation, but he won't hang around to say he's leaving.
I can imagine just walking out of reception with sunglasses on, just like...
He does.
Oh, no. You know me too well. Also, I quite enjoy keeping the room key.
You keep the room... You don't drop that off. You actually take that as well,
because they're not proper keys, are
loads.
They?
Is that fine?
Well... They're not proper keys because I've accidentally taken them from hotels as well, and they've never got in contact to say, can you return it?
They don't, no.
So I think it's fine.
I'm not saying you should. Mm. Well, yeah, I've still got issue with you because you left my supermarket discount card in your hotel in Ibiza.
Was it the Waitrose one?
Yes.
Yes, I know. You're livid about that.
Livid.
But I had to leave in a hurry. I was using it for the lights.
Right. You know you have to put the card
yeah,
in to
use any
the
card,
lights.
Can't you?
You can
yeah.
use any card. And I let him borrow my supermarket card. I'm missing out on a lot of free coffee. Anyway, next we'll actually hear the story about the lunch break lovers. Wait right there.
Scott Mills.
Megan, are you angry at me?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, why?
Because I work in a hotel and reception, and when people don't check out, it's the most annoying thing.
Wow.
Because we don't know if you've left, we don't know if you're still in the room, we don't know if you're having breakfast.
No, but I've left.
He has left. He'll leave in like a flurry of glory.
I've left.
You'll see him move through quickly. It's like a tornado or something.
Oh, I suppose you don't know right that, through. Though, do you? You don't know that.
Nice, I've got housekeeping coming to me. Have they left yet? I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If you don't cut, and if you don't replace your hotel key as well, if you don't give them back to us, then we've got to buy more, and they're really expensive.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Something to think about, Scott.
Okay, I'll check out in future, all right?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, we'll keep an eye on your track record, yeah?
Sorry, miss.
Scott Mills.
Right, James the Private Investigator is here. Hello.
Hello.
We're talking today about people who only have affairs at lunchtime. What have you got?
We've got lunchtime lover day. So this was the job I was talking about where two people were having an affair at their work at the same office, and they were sneaking off at lunchtime to have a little secret rendezvous. So we found them out. We got a lot of photos and videos of that going on. It was they couldn't really get out of it.
Mm.
We presented that to the client, and like last week, she reacted in quite a spectacular way and then spent a few days devising and planning what she was going to do to confront him. And this is a good one, I think.
Okay. I really like it when they find out, and then there's no rush.
No.
They'll spend time mm-hmm. and money sometimes.
Research
yeah. for the big reveal.
Exactly, and especially if you've been in a relationship for years and you've obviously invested quite a lot into it, people feel like this is their moment to finally get that the last little bit in, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
So you provided proof, which included of pictures and what was going on.
It was in the photos that I had showed her. It was them two meeting up. They had done it over the course of a couple of weeks, but we'd only got the evidence of them going to the hotel once. But before that, they were kissing.
Oh.
They were sitting in the car and talking quite a lot for a few days before.
They were sharing McNuggets that time.
They were definitely sharing McNuggets.
Right. So you had a lot of photos?
A lot of photos. So I gave all those photos to the client and she decided what she was going to do was anonymously send a muffin basket into his office with no name on it, just to everyone in the office.
Right.
Which is quite nice. But
I wouldn't expect that if I had just been caught having an affair.
No, it took it quite well, they would have thought. But when they didn't realise who it came from, and then as they ate the muffins in this basket, they realised that the bottom of the basket was lined with all the photographs of him and this other woman.
And obviously the office would be sharing the muffins,
uh-huh.
so everyone sees the photos.
The whole office,
got
round.
No!
But just the photos at the bottom, and no note, nothing, just I think that was enough said.
I assume as the muffins were eaten, one by one, they sort of revealed a bit of the picture underneath.
Yeah, like a little collage underneath.
I mean, she really planned
great.
That well.
That's like, what's that TV show? Catchphrase.
Yeah.
Yes. It's like that. I've got to guess what's going on.
Cheating catchphrase, love it.
And the photos were of, what, them in the car kissing?
Yeah, them in the car kissing.
Them in Dallas Fried Chicken.
Sharing a nugget. And, ultimately going into the hotel together.
It is quite genius, though, like, for revenge, putting the photos at the bottom of the muffins.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes my clients will call me a few months afterwards and tell me, thanks for doing what you did, and also this is how I got it back. So I've got quite a few examples of these. That there was one where the woman found out her husband was having an affair while he was away on business.
Yeah.
And she put his car on eBay while he was away.
What car was it?
It was a really nice... It was his pride and joy. It was a really nice Mercedes something.
That's terrible.
She put it on there for 50 quid. It was in her name as well.
50 quid?
I think she put there, if you can come and collect it in a couple of hours, it's yours. And someone literally came and got it. 50
quid. Oh, so the car was in her name. Yeah. So it's kind of like she owned it anyway.
Yeah, so she didn't break the law or anything, but still massively, I think he was massively upset.
Mm. £50. So someone had a pretty new Mercedes for 50 quid.
Yeah.
Gutted.
Yeah, you wouldn't be happy, would you?
This just shows you, everyone who's listening, who is having an affair right now. Mm. It's the wrong thing to do.
Not worth it.
Mm-mm. What percentage of our listeners do you think are?
Well, assuming that these lunchtime affairs are happening, we're actually the soundtrack to
the lunchtime affair.
We're actually on during the affairy lunchtimes.
I'm being told by the producer he thinks it's quite high.
What? People listening that are having affairs?
Percentage of, yeah.
There'll be someone right now who's
surely messaging in soon. See, although that's risky as well, isn't it? Right. Why would you do that?
Right.
I'm having an affair. Like, yeah.
If you are having an affair right now on lunchtime,
stop. 8 double 1 double 9. Oh.
Stop it.
We can change your voice. Right, James, always good to see you.
Yes, pleasure as always, guys.
Same time next week. Because remember,
cheating doesn't take a day off.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Loads of people are having affairs right now. Look, they're all texting in.
Yeah, there's even people tweeting. I'm like, why would you do that? Like,
Anonymous in Preston.
Picture.
Anonymous in Preston. I had a lunchtime affair for 3 years. Yes, it's very expensive. Lots of admin. Oh, I couldn't cope with it. It's too stressful for me. What I don't understand is how people get an hour for lunch, right?
Yeah.
Right. So how do you manage
people
to
get an hour? It's because we're on at lunchtime. We don't experience the lunch hour.
People get an hour.
People,
they do.
What do the people get for their lunch?
They do.
They get an hour.
And that, right. How do you manage? Someone answer me this. How do you manage to get a meal deal?
Yeah.
Eat the egg roll, whatever it is. Meet someone. Have some time together. And then be back at your desk in an hour.
It's
I don't understand
tricky
it.
Tricky ask.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Right. Watch this. Easiest way to crack Chris up without really having to try very hard.
What's up?
What's up?
Off of, how long ago is What's Up? I'm saying 2000 something.
Ages ago. And it was on Scary Movie as well, wasn't it?
What's up?
What's up?
So it's not a new idea, but at 3:10 today, just because it brings him so much joy, we're going to randomly call some celebrities. They don't know we're ringing. And we'll just do a what's up and see if they join in. Are you really trying to bring it back or something?
I don't know. It's good to have it around.
What's up?
What's up?
I never found it that funny.
I love it.
You love it.
One.
Radio 1, is that Matt?
Hello, Scott. I need your help.
Is this an emergency?
It is an emergency, yes.
Okay.
Is this the correct number?
Are you safe and well?
I am safe and well, yep.
Okay, so not really an emergency, but go right ahead.
Okay, so I was on Tinder earlier on, matched with someone I'd swiped right with, actually super liked, and getting on really well with her, having a good old chat, to go to answer one of her messages, and the app crashed.
Oh, can you talk me through what the super like thing is? Because I'm not on it.
Okay, so super like is, I mean, I don't pay for a subscription, but you get one super like a day.
Right.
So it's sort of,
it should be called yes, shouldn't it?
It should be called yes. Yeah.
It's like hitting the golden buzzer on Britain's Got Talent. That's what it is.
It is.
You super like,
yeah,
you go,
psh, exactly. Yeah,
and
exactly,
like streamers go off and fireworks and everything, and it all goes slow-mo everywhere. You know what I mean, Scott? He hits super like, right, and then wherever he is, let's say he's in his bedroom there, hits super like, it all goes off.
Right. So is this someone that you would find particularly attractive? Is that right, Matt?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
Okay.
Because if you're swiping through, you're like, yes, yes, yes.
Yes!
Yes!
Okay.
Exactly.
So what happened? The app crashed and now you can't get hold of her?
Yeah, the app crashed. I could see, like, the conversation we just had, her like, side of the messages kept popping up at the top the very top of the screen, but I couldn't click on them to like go into the messages, and then our thread was totally gone, so right. I can't contact her anymore.
Right, have you gone back on the app and it's all not there now, no?
Yeah, I restarted my phone.
Oh, you are keen.
Yeah.
If you restarted your phone, you're like, oh, where are the messages? But so you're not at the stage where you've got each other's numbers yet, no?
No, we only matched today.
So oh, okay.
It was early days. We both got a border collie, basically dating for our collies at the time.
You're both dating colleagues of each other. That's what you bond by.
No,
what
collies, dogs.
Border What's collie. He on about then? He's yeah, they've dating
both
dogs.
No, they've both got border collies, right? Am I right, Matt?
Yes, yeah.
And the dogs were dating each other.
I've got a boy.
No, they've both got dogs that are border collies.
Wow, that would be a super like. Think about it. They could date, and then the dogs could date.
Is love.
That was the idea, Chris. Yeah, that was the idea.
Do you think anyone's ever done that? What? Be dating at the same time as their dogs are dating?
I don't know. Let us know if you have. 81199. All right. So how can we help?
So basically, I just like to sort of, I'd like to get back in contact with her, just sort of see how things carry on.
How far does she live away from you?
So I'm Wiltshire. I'm by Swindon. She lives, Bristol. Okay.
So what's the problem here? Do we know her name? Are you trying to find her? Is this what you're trying to get at? The emergency is you want to find her.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Ashley.
How old?
23.
And lives in Bristol?
With a dog.
With a border collie.
A border collie. Called Pip. Yeah.
Okay, that really narrows it down, actually. Anything else at all?
She's a groom, so she works with horses.
Do you know what? She's probably going to be listening to this show because the horse people love this show for some reason.
They do. I'm a young farmer, so obviously love this show too.
Yes. Okay. Are you spreading your slurry at the moment?
Not very slurry today. He is. A little bit wet.
All right, listen, if Ashley with the border collie gets back to us, I'll let you know, all right?
Yeah, I appreciate that.
And also, thanks for thinking of us. You know, when Tinder goes down, who do you ring? Us.
It was the first contact that popped into my head, if I'm honest.
And that's why I love you. I've got your number. If I find her, I'll be back in touch.
Okay, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Yes, Katie.
Hi.
What's
Hi
up?
What's up?
What's up?
Yes, it's back. Right, so you're a primary school teacher, you're 23 and you're in Pembrokeshire.
Yeah, hi.
That's wicked. So when you do the class assembly, or you know when you walk into the room, do they all have to do that? Good morning, Mrs. Katie. Good morning. I suppose you wouldn't be Katie though, would you?
No, I'm Miss Abrams.
Some cool teachers do let you call them by their first name, but it's mainly art teachers that.
It was always the art teacher and I wasn't entirely comfortable with it, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Hello, Adam.
Yeah, it's weird.
Sorry, my coursework's late.
Yeah, it's like, all right, Jane. It's like, why can I call you Jane? Oh, because you're arty.
But maybe you can bring the what's up thing to the class. So it could be like, what's up? I don't know, year six. What's up, everyone?
Yeah, that'll go down well, because they'll all know what you're talking about.
Try it.
I'll bring that back.
Hey, I was in Pembrokeshire at the weekend.
Oh, yeah, I saw it on Twitter.
Yes. It's beautiful there. I love it.
Yeah, it's lovely.
If it could just be a bit warmer, that would be good. But next week, it's going to be on. By the way, just warning everyone now, next week, the legs will be out.
Will they?
Absolutely, yes. It's going to get, like, hot next week.
Committing to it now, are you?
Yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday.
I bet you're so excited. You've gone to your little shorts drawer.
I have got a shorts drawer.
Have you?
Yeah.
What, and I suppose it never gets opened, and then all of a sudden it's like, yes, the drawer opens.
Yeah, and it doesn't close, really, until October, November. All right, here's what I've got for you today, Katie. This is Burns, Otto Knows remix of Lies.
Tune.
That's my one.
All right, okay. All right, Katie, you can have that. My choice is this. Hello?
Hello, hi.
Yes, yeah, sorry.
No, it's not your fault, Katie. I wasn't telling you off there.
I didn't press the button. Okay.
This is Sum 41 Rhythms. Now, don't pull that face at me, Scott. It is a hard choice because you know what? You don't hear this Sum 41 one very often.
And I've never heard it in my life.
It's such a tune.
I haven't heard it.
You haven't heard it?
No.
Well,
am I missing out?
Yes, tune.
Katie, have you heard that song before?
Well, no, but I do know Sum 41, so it must be good. Yeah.
Okay.
Hard choice.
Is it, though, if you never heard it?
Don't be like that. Honestly, that's dirty. No, that's
Sorry.
I feel like I need to get to know it.
You didn't feel like you were too familiar with the one that you'd chosen, to be honest.
No, so not really.
I know.
Yeah. No, I was not familiar with choice either.
I heard it on Dance Anthems with Mr. Jam and robbed it off there. Right, so what are we going to go for then?
I think I'm going to go for Chris's today. Sorry, Scott.
Yes, Katie.
What?
One. Hi, I'm Ray Moss, detective, investigative journalist, truth seeker, and now a podcaster. If you have a mystery, I will solve it.
I think there's someone in the house. Please, Ray, help.
Within reason.
I think I've lost my keys.
Are they on the hook?
Yeah, there they are. Thanks, Ray.
In my first episode, I investigate the case of whether a BBC weatherman took his top off live on the weather in the 90s. Is there a cover-up? How high does this go? What's going on? Subscribe to Radio 1's Kench podcast to discover Ray Moss. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, here come the fuzz.
No.
The gendarmerie have arrived. Robbery.
If anything, they're putting the sirens on in appreciation.
No, they're definitely coming. They're here. What a rubbish siren. Find a better siren. Thank you.
Absolute banger. Throwback. I'll be honest, I've worked out where I heard that song.
Oh, yeah.
And then obviously put it down for bangers. American Pie.
Oh, is it American Pie?
American Pie is always on TV.
Okay. A lot of people saying that is robbery, saying they wanted to hear Lies Burns' Otto Knows remix, but I'll put that back in at some point. Coming up in about 20 minutes, Chris finds What's Up really funny off of 15 years ago.
It is funny.
Is it still funny?
Do you not find it funny?
I'll tell you what's funnier, and this is thanks to our listener, Amelia. In the French dub of Scary Movie, when they dub it into French, do you want to hear what "What's up" is in French?
I've never thought about
it. Here it is.
T'es tout seul.
Ça va!
Ça va!
Ça va!
Qui c'est?
Yo, prends le téléphone!
Ça va!
Ça va!
Yo, Duki, prends le téléphone!
Yo!
Ça va!
Qu'est-ce que tu fais?
Rien.
Ça va!
Ça va!
Scott Mills.
Right, what exactly is it that you find so funny about this?
What's up?
What's up? What is it?
I think it's a little bit rubbish.
Yeah.
And I guess a little bit retro, but I think hearing it now, it's like, oh, I've forgotten about that.
Yeah.
When we did the Who game, played it, I was like, oh, I haven't heard this for ages. And now I find, like, with my mates and that, we've started saying it again. It's weird.
Did it bring you as much joy when it was first out?
I don't know. Probably not. I don't really remember the time where it was first out.
The French version from Scary Movie is, for me, even better.
T'es tout seul.
Ça va!
Ça va!
Mais... Ça va!
Yo, prends le téléphone!
Ça va! Okay, right, so I think we should go through our phone books now. We'll plug both our phones in. Have you got any one that you want to try
on?
Yeah,
I like this idea.
See if they do it back.
I've been on saying, we do this with our friends, which feels weird that I'm almost new to the game, even though it's coming around again for a second time. But I guess the experiment is we call someone and see if they will do it.
Who have you got?
I'll start. I'm happy to start with Grimmy. Grimmy?
Okay.
Grimmy to start.
Do you reckon I do it?
I do, actually, yeah. Yeah, I think you will.
Okay.
All right.
Right, so your phone's in there, all good.
Voice ready?
Okay. I'm ready. Nick Grimshaw.
Hi, Chris Stark.
What's up?
What's up?
Yes! Go on, Grimmy. That's all I need.
Okay, I'm in an Uber, so that's cool.
All right, I hope you're good. What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
I like these in a taxi.
Good. Do you think, I don't know who's listening or whatever, you'll go, are you willing to do this? Because you seem slightly anti the idea. If I'm honest, I'm getting that vibe.
Don't find it as funny as you.
No, fine. Well, give it a go. Maybe you'll find it funnier if you do it.
Justin Brighton says, me and my mates never stop doing this. We've been waiting for it to come back in as a thing.
Right, well, here we go. This is for you, Justin.
Okay.
Who have you got?
Okay, we're down to E. What about... Example, or as he's known in my phone, Elliot / example.
Yes.
Yes?
I think he'll do it.
I do as well, yeah.
If not, Rizzy.
Okay. Calling Elliot / example, because I can't call him example, because I know him and that'd be weird. If I called him example, even though to you he is example, the pop star example.
What's that?
What's that?
Great.
Hello, example.
Hello, mate.
What's up?
Where's yeah, that? I don't know. Is this the new peak of broadcasting, yeah?
Yeah, well, it was fine in the 90s when they did it on the advert, so we're just bringing it back just for today.
Mate, I can't believe you've invited me to be a part of such a momentous occasion.
I know.
Where's
You're
that?
Welcome, where's it?
Where's that?
What's the goodbye version of what's that?
Oh, I don't know.
Just do it again. What's that? Okay, bye.
Good one.
Oh, that was good, yes.
Is he gone?
Yes. Right, let's find some more numbers after this. Scott Mills. Text here says, my surname is What's Up. I had enough of this back in the day. That's from Steve What's Up.
Steve, Mr. What's
Up. In Bicester there.
Look, people enjoying this, Scott. Look at this. Lewis, please make this a regular feature. There's loads of people calling for us to call Prince William, but...
Yeah, like I'd have his number. I think because he was on the show. Surely you must have Prince William or Kate's number. No. I wish.
Okay, I'd like you to do the next one.
Okay,
I'm enjoying watching you.
I think we should call for a WhatsApp, because I don't know if we should do it. Finally, no longer Molly from the Saturdays, but Molly from Radio 1, Molly King.
Yeah.
Finally.
What's good about this as well is because we're calling off our phones, they're just receiving calls like as if they're from you.
Yeah, so it comes up as my phone.
Comes up as you.
Okay. Oh. Abroad. So, yeah. She's not here, is she? Okay.
Hello.
What's up?
How's it going?
What's that?
Go on, do it back.
What's up?
No.
That was... She can't do it.
What's up? Now you go.
No.
Do
it. I can't pull it off, Scott.
Where are you?
I can't do it. I'm just out and about. Where are you?
It sounds like you're abroad. Ringtone suggests abroad.
Oh, I am abroad. Well, I'm not for very long. I'm back tomorrow.
Okay. Well, you're keeping it vague.
What are you up to?
We're just calling people going, what's up? For our show. We're bringing it back more.
Going old school.
Yeah. People like it. Example was loving it, but you were rubbish.
Oh, shut up. Don't get me where it hurts.
Okay. I'll leave you to it. Speak soon.
All right, love you, bye.
What was that about?
She can't do it.
She can't do it.
What's
also...
up? What's up? What is up?
But why
need to do that again?
Why was she so very, very vague?
Oh yeah, I was thinking that.
Hello, I'm out and about.
Yes, you sound,
like you're abroad. Yes, I am abroad. What's she hiding?
Yeah, what are you saying? Romantic speculation.
I don't know.
One more.
What's up?
I'm thinking. Am I right in thinking you've got Davina McCall's number in your phone?
Davina McCall, I do. Oh, she's on with Greg later on, and The Rock.
Yes,
who she loves. Should we give her a call?
Quick one.
What's that? Yeah. I reckon she'll be all over it. Now, it will say that I'm calling.
Hello.
What's up? I'm bringing it back, Davina.
She's not done it.
You do it. Do it. Go on. What's up?
What's
up? Great one.
What's up?
Yeah, the really bad things. I'm on a train.
You're on a train. Okay.
Brilliant.
Okay. I'm on a train.
Let's all take in turns. Ready?
Okay.
Scott goes. I go. You go.
Okay.
What's up? What's up?
I know you.
What's up?
I love that you're on a train. I love that you're on a train.
That's really embarrassing.
And everyone's like, okay, Davina McCall's gone mad. Thank you for that.
And
that's
even
just...
worse, I've got my AirPods in, so nobody can even see a phone by my ears. I'm just sitting here talking to myself.
Sorry.
Screaming, what's up?
Thank
that's okay.
But thank you.
That's okay.
And,
okay, love you.
I love you. See you soon.
Yeah.
Bye, 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 bye,
bye. Bye, bye, bye.
I knew Davina would do it.
Awesome. She's amazing.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 with Maya Jama on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.